Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website. Know yourself. Let the prophet speak. Ladies and gentlemen, our prayer time here on Mindset Media. This is our time to pray. And our time to pray, we are going to use Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16 as our prayer connection, as our prayer point. Father God, I thank you right now. The Bible says and the scripture says that enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So we start with thanksgiving and we say we give you praise and we give you thanks. You are worthy to be praised. Our gear of thanksgiving, we say, Father God, you are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be glorified. Put on your gear of thanking God because he gives you the air you breathe. He gives you the food you eat. The fact that you're protected, you're not injured. Some people are in the hospital, but you're not. Some people are lacking certain things, but you're not. This is an activation of enabling you to say, Father, give you thanks. I give you praise and I honor your holy name because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be glorified. Right now, Psalm 91 says, Father God, we give you praise for the safety of abiding in your presence. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we shall say unto the Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be sanctified. You are worthy to be elevated. You are the God, the Most High, and under your shadow we shall abide. I want to remind you that whenever God takes you into his presence, into his promises, he uses his shadow. I call it the cloud. The cloud followed them by day. It was a cloud of covering, and by night a pillar of fire. And I say, Father God, right now I declare that through your pillar of fire, through your cloud of covering, through your shadow of the Almighty, Father, rain down your presence over every listener that is listening. Rain down your powers. Rain down your energy. Rain down your covering. Rain down your salvation. Rain down your blessings. Rain down your activation of angels that protects, that governs. I will say unto the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, in whom I trust. Father God, I will trust. Karimama Shataya, we worship you. Surely the Lord will deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous and the pestilence. Hallelujah. He will deliver you. He will be your deliverance. When the snares of the enemy have been entangled or they have been laid to stop you from reaching your goals, I pray that everything that stands up against you, everything that stands up in your way, everything that stands up as a snare to hinder you from reaching the prophetic goals and the purpose of God in your life, we break it right now and we decree, let there be a manifestation of holiness. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under your wings, his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall continue to be your shield and your buckler, that the shield of protection, the shield of faith that guides you from the arrows and the powers of darkness, that shield will be activated via the prayer that we are praying. I pray and I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke every disease. I rebuke every lack. I rebuke every mindset. I rebuke words. I rebuke information that may come from the frequency that is not supposed to govern your life. I rebuke them. I divert them. I render them powerless. I call upon the striking of the lightning of God in the spiritual realm to strike them down, to burn them to ashes, that you will stand courageously and strong because your mind, hallelujah, the snares of the fowler hindering your goals from achieving them, we come against those powers of darkness. And God will cover you under his feathers, under your wings you take refuge. Hallelujah. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Hallelujah. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. No terrorist behaviors that may try to come through the Nakotano frequency that the enemy is using at night to bring nightmares, to bring bad dreams, to bring wet dreams, to bring attacks of robbers, thieves, and those that are trying to rob you through the frequency of the Nakotano frequency at night. Every predator, every animalistic nature of violence, hostility against you, The Lord rebuke it right now, and I speak over your nights and I speak over your days. I speak over your daytime and your nighttime. He will cover you with his feathers, and you shall not be afraid of that terror. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 on your right hand, but it shall not come near you, says the Lord. Father, I thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy. 1,000 fall on your side. Hallelujah. Accidents, damages, plans of the enemies, they may fall on your side, on your right hand. 10,000 on your right hand side, but it shall not come near you, says the Lord. It shall not come. I refuse accidents. I rebuke accidents. I rebuke bad luck. I rebuke bad fortune. I rebuke horoscope and words that have been spoken against you to stop you from flourishing, to stop you from entering into what God has predestined for you. I rebuke it. I speak over your house right now, and I cut off every connection. I cut off every frequency that I bring anything that is not supposed to be in your house right now. That it's surrounding you, is bringing in bad luck, is bringing in misfortune, is bringing in an energy of negativity in your house. Let it be in the nature of cockroaches, nature of images, nature of written words, nature of food, nature of people that are hindering you from achieving your goals. Right now we point a finger upon it and rebuke it and we cast it out in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. God will reward the wicked due according to their intentions, their desires, and their evil plans. We back a fire and reverse every plan that they have planned against you. It shall not stand. Hallelujah. And command it to return back to whoever has sent it. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague, no disease, no sickness, no plague shall come in your dwelling place. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise, for he shall give his angels charge over you. Father, even I decree and I command every angelic presence that serves in the different dimensions and spheres of life to serve whoever is listening to this broadcast right now, listening to Psalm 91 right now. And I declare, hallelujah, you give your angels charge over them. Father, to keep, to bring righteousness, to bring prosperity, to bring favor. My Lord, my God, to direct their footsteps and to instruct, to govern their hands, govern their feet, govern their instructions, govern their desires and their plans. I command every angelic blessed service that is supposed to serve your people, Father God, to serve in every dimension. Angels of business, Father God, to go forth with those who are sowing and activating the spirit of righteousness, holiness, and tithing, obedience over their lives, offering. Father God, this is the time for them to harvest right now by the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come in your dwelling place. In their hands, the angels of God, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion, the cobra, and the young serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Father, I pray right now that the feet of whoever is listening to me is the feet that is blessed. The scripture says unto us that the feet of the gospel, the one who spreads and brings good news, that the feet shall possess, shall reign. Father, every formula of lion, every formula of serpent, every formula of temptation, let everything that comes in a formula of temptation, hindrance, roadblock, whatever animalistic nature that the enemy is using, hallelujah, arrows of every kind, my Lord, let them become their footstool. Hallelujah. Let them become the steps and the carpet upon which they walk. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And you shall tread upon the lion. You shall trample the young lion. And you shall trample the lion, the serpent, under your foot, because your foot shall possess. The scripture says unto us, wherever your feet touches, you shall rule, you shall reign, you shall possess, you shall take authority because of the righteousness of God, because of the subjective attitude in you, because of the obedience, because of the ability of serving God in obedience, in holiness, in kindness, in goodness, in righteousness. So your feet becomes a symbolic sign of authority. Wherever you touch, wherever you step, the Spirit of God leads you because He has set His love upon you. God, He has set His love upon you. He has set His kindness upon you. He has set His goodness upon you. Hallelujah. I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. They are thoughts of good, to give you a future. Hallelujah. To elevate you so that in your mindset, you will have hope in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Deliver, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes, because you have set your love upon us, Lord, you will deliver everybody that is listening to this broadcast. You set them on high because they have known your name. I will call upon your holy name. We call upon your holy presence. And he shall call upon the Lord's name and they will answer him. He will be with you in trouble and he will deliver you and honor you. And with long life, he will satisfy you and show you and become your salvation. The name Yeshua in Hebrew means Savior or salvation, the one who delivers his people from trouble. So I pray that the Spirit of God, the glory of God, is delivering you from all trouble, any trouble, any formula of powers of darkness. And I thank the God, the King of Israel, right now that as I've prayed over you, I've prayed Psalm 91 over you, that the Spirit of God is moving over your life. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is moving over your life. The presence of God is moving over your life. The righteousness of God is moving over your life. The favor of God is moving over your life. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray that whoever is listening to this podcast and broadcast, Father, that you are enabling their eyes to be open, to see, to hear, to understand, and to grasp what you're doing in this time. Father, let the prophetic cloth of the Messiah be worn by everybody. Put on the garment, hallelujah, the garment of God's oracle, so that each and everybody that is listening to me, they will start to move in obedience to your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for those who are expecting to be pregnant. And I pray, oh Lord, let them bring forth. I pray for those who are pregnant already. And I decree that by your Spirit and your power, let the seed that has been conceived in their womb become a covering, be covered in that womb and grow up to know God. Grow up to be walking in the favor of God. Grow up to be in the righteousness of God. Grow up to be in the sanctity of God. Father, I pray for every soul in the earthly realm, in the realm of the earth. And I pray for the impregnating of the word of God, that everything that has been sown in the earthly realm, it shall germinate and bring forth righteousness, bring forth God's holiness, bring forth God's faith. Father, I lift up my voice right now and I decree over every soul, every womb that carries the seed right now, that every seed that is carried, those seeds that have been conceived, those seeds that are already existing right now, Father, we pray for our children. We pray for our lives, oh Lord. Let everything that grows up as growing organism in the earthly realm grow up to fear you, grow up to love you, grow up to be obedient to your will, grow up, Father God, to meditate to your word. Oh Lord, my God, let the covering of the Holy Spirit, the covering of your cloud, that the cloud that covers over us, it's the cloud that is revealing and pouring down the nature, the Spirit of God, that this is at the days, Father, that our children shall prophesy, our old men shall dream dreams, that you shall communicate to energies through the internet, through the transaction of radiations and frequencies and microwave, electromagnetic fields, that every dimension in which there are frequencies and sequences, let them sequence, let them frequency your purpose, let them transmit your energy. I speak to satellites, natural satellites, artificial satellites made by men, that every satellite, my Lord, my God, is producing forth your energy, is producing forth your vision. Let people start to see, hear your voice, start to see vision. My Lord, open up their eyes as you are praying Psalm 91 right now. Let the manifestation of your blessing cover them under the shadow of your wings and instruct, teach, my Lord, my God. We speak over the spirit of teaching. We speak over the spirit of instruction. We speak over the spirit of humbleness. Father, we speak over every energy, kinetic energy that you are unleashing over the earth right now, giving people kinetic to start to live by faith, giving people the kinetic earthly energy to start, Father God, to move in obedience, women to submit. Oh Lord my God, in the name of Yehoshua, I pray for every ovary, the opposite ovaries, the progestin and the estrogen, oh Lord, my God. I let the manifestation of your leading, your balance, your instructions, Father, govern every ovaries that I'm praying over right now. That every area where my sound or my voice that is heard in the environment, that is bringing forth righteousness, is bringing forth holiness, is bringing forth a peace, is binding and destroying the works of darkness and establishing the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of God's will, the manifestation of God's favor, understanding on kindness. Oh Lord my God, to manifest, impregnate the earth and let it, Father God, bring forth light. Impregnate Mother Earth and let, Father God, everything that grows in the earth be in harmony with your will, be in harmonized purpose, harmonized frequency, harmonized agreement and memorandum of understanding with your purpose. So Lord, let us begin to put down, Father, agreements, hallelujah, agreements, objectives, oh Lord, missions, oh Lord, that abide according to your will. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. For those of you who have been listening, you have been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo here. From the land of Ham, the land of Cush, the council of Ngabogas courthouse. Hallelujah, I'm a very, very excited. Mindset and media, celebrate Uganda. It's all about the vibration, vibrating all the way from the land of Ham, the land of Cush, the pearl of Africa. Continue listening and don't change the dial, because it's all about prayer. May God bless and may God sanctify. And until we meet in our next prayer session, bye-bye and ta-ta.